opposed utterly and completely to the privatization of ESB. This is a very profitable company, a company that returned 2.2 billion euro to the Irish economy last year. The privatization, even a part privatization of this company, will result in a higher cost to the consumers through higher electricity prices. It will be a bad day for the workers within the company, but it also basically risks the future stability of the energy market within this state. So there's no good news coming from this here whatsoever. And we're trying to pressurise both Fine Gael and particularly the Labour Party, who claimed they were opposed to the privatisation of this state asset, to reverse their decision and make sure that it remains in public ownership and is used to drive economic activity in the future.
And would you be calling on Labour backbench? And would you be calling on Labour backbenchers not to support this?
Without a doubt, this is completely anathema to the Labour backbenchers. This is completely against the core of their own principles in terms of keeping profitable state assets in public ownership. You know, everybody knows of the debacle around Aircom when we privatised Aircom, and the government at that time told us that it would be all okay, that everything would turn out okay. It hasn't turned out okay, and the privatisation of ESB will be another disaster for the economy, for consumers and for the workers.
But any of the government deputies, they're going to tell us that this has to be done because of the EU and IMF?
Well, that's actually not the case, and Minister Pat Rabbit addressed Nadal last night, said that he's not going to comply with what is written down in the EU IMF Memorandum of Understanding. So it just shows you that there is wriggle room there. At the end of the day, the IMF and the EU are concerned about the bottom line, so they want to see so much taxes brought in to the state. So there are other ways, and we've outlined a number of other ways where the same type of money would be accrued to the state, but without risking our electricity networks into the future. Once this is sold, you will never get it back, and there's no point crying about this at a later stage. We need to ensure that we do the right thing, take the right decision at this point in time, and that's what Sinn Féin will continue to pursue over the coming months.